Kum learn a black murder up to Chesam and Aleph. Up to Chesam and Aleph. And we're talking about that if there was Yedi in the beginning and no Yedi at the end, and you didn't bring a carbon because you don't know about it, the Seir Hanase Befnim, the carbon, the inner carbon they brought, that is a protection for you. It's toilet, suspends anything until you actually remember and you bring the carbon. And we brought a machlekes, either we learn that from the word metumis. And we said, you know, it says in the pasuk that it's here to protect you from tumis. And we said there are a number of other tumis, like avodah zarah, gila royis, but this is different because it stands out, because this one here is more lenient than all other tumis. You only bring a carbon out of a yedet, so therefore we're also lenient that in kippur it takes care of you. Rav Shimon says you don't have to bring the shava of tumis. But rather, from the very pasuk, it says, it's talking about an avera, seir atones you for avera that will not, just like a pesha, if you do it deliberately, you don't bring a carbon, it atones you for an avera that you don't bring a carbon, you don't bring a carbon for. And it says all the other ones you bring kabanas for, and you don't bring over here, that's why, because you don't know. You knew that you were tummy in the beginning, and then you forgot, and you don't know again that you're tummy, so you're not bringing a carbon. So therefore, that's all carbon that's including. Says the Gemara, so then we brought a number of questions where we see the other tumas as well, where you bring an oil of the yedet, so maybe that's what the carbon seir forgives you for. For example, we brought a yeledus. A yeledus brings a carbon oil of the yedet. So we said that over there, there's no sin. What sin did you do? And the pasuk says, l'chol chatoisam. So then we said... Okay, true, but that's a meaning that it fluctuates. It's already cooler compared to other ones. And Rav Shimon Yochai said that every woman who gives birth actually did commit an aveda because they swear they don't have any more children. So he said Rav Shimon Taka holds that he doesn't learn out from the Shavu Tumas. Okay, so we're up to here. Ema Mitzayda, maybe the carbon is coming to atone you from Mitzayda. The Seir Nasa Fenim become Mitzayda. Over there also there's a carbon out of the yaded. Amar Rav Hishia, it says in the pasuk l'chol chatoisam, it says in the pasuk that it's mechaper, from all the tumis and from the pshayim l'chol chatoisam. And again, a metzayda didn't do a sin. It's a sickness, it's a disease, a leprosy, and there's no sin over there. He needs to bring a carbon in order to allow him to eat from kabbanis again. So it's not included. What sin did he do?
Leprosy is a result of the sin.
Maybe not according to this Tana. Let me see 1 minute. What about Ashmon Achmeni, who says what you just said, that there are 7 reasons why? He said there are 7 different reasons. We learn out there are 7 different things for lashon hara and for murder and all kinds of things, for being stingy. 7 different avedas that a person does, that he brings on upon himself the mitzvah. So therefore, it has to do with a sin. My yikal meimer. Hossam, the Gemara answers over there, there's 2 stages. You're afflicted with leprosy and then you bring a carbon. You know what atones for those 7 sins? Not the carbon you bring at the end, the leprosy itself. Or the leprosy. The leprosy itself. Hossam nige de chapele. It's the nega itself. That's and Rashi says, Hossam benige chapele. Bitsar nige in his chapele oven. Not the isolation. It's the leprosy itself. The pain and the leprosy. That is what is the atonement. And what's... No, that's not machlek. It's a ness. The ness is that you should have leprosy, and you should be. Leprosy itself is not the ness. It's that it suddenly comes upon you. How does it come? And the carbon is to recall. The carbon is for ked. It's a matir. The carbon is to allow you to rejoin the people again, because you're in isolation. So therefore, you have to rejoin them, and that's what the carbon does. So that's not including the pasuk l'chol chatoisim. Sorry?
The leprosy goes away.
Yeah, the leprosy goes away after 7, 14 days, whatever, you're locked up and we see it fade away. Yeah. Okay. Why don't we say Nazir Tomei? What about a Nazir who became Tomei? A Nazir became Tomei. The Cholok, the Maisi Torim, the Yoyna. That this Nazir who became Tamei brings also a carbon chatas, and he has to bring over there also what do you call it? He brings over there pigeons and birds and all that. So l'chayit is nekul a lot easier than everybody else who brings a sheep. So we have a kula. The cholak, it's different than everything else. Remember we said before that the difference could be, it doesn't be obligated, it can be just more lenient. And maybe that's what the carbon, the se'id and nasim, if you is coming to atone. There you bring a carbon not because of a sin, you bring a carbon because you were tamei and you're starting again. You know, the Gemara thought the reason why you bring a carbon is because you did an aveda, you became tamei. A nazir is not allowed to become tamei. So we're answering, the nazir is not bringing a carbon because he did a sin. He's bringing a carbon so that he can start the nazirus again. Look at Ashi, loy lechol tumasam. V'chi maisi nazir carbon, the carbon that he brings is not to atone for a sin for walking into a cemetery, whatever it was. L'meichel nazirus tara, we want him to be able to restart. The 15th day he became tamei, he has to wait till the tumah is over and then start again in nazirus. In order to kickstart it again, you need his carbon. Maiz yachsiv, hezal Hashem is yimein yizor, v'ayom erashen yiplu, v'gizat akosu v'udu lechay nazirus, that's the maiz carbon. Nothing to do with a sin. Freddy Gemara, what about Rabbi Lozer HaKapor? The Omar, he believes that Nazir Nami Chaytu, that every Nazir, forget about a guy who became Tamei. Every Nazir is a sinner because you're Mitzayah yourself in wine. Who asks you to deny yourself of something which is Mutter? My Yikal, man, what are you going to say then? Says the Gemara, Sovel or Kerab Shimon, he takahos like Rab Shimon. The Omar says, Mimikoyim Mayum Mukhra. He holds like Rab Shimon that says from the very place where you learn it from, you don't have to learn from anywhere else. It's talking about Tumas Migdash Rikadoshev. It's clear that's talking about Migdash Kadoshev. Because it says, V'chipar al ha-koydish metumas. And because of V'chipar al ha-koydish metumas, obviously we're talking about karbonis, nothing to do with else. Not because of this whole cheshbin that we're talking about something, you know, that cholok ha-kosev and so on. That's easier, and therefore we know we're talking about that. Okay, so let's go back. Yep. Taisa says here, interesting, that according to the Rabbanah, the way the Gemara learns here, even if you deliberately became Tamei while you were a Nazir, and you bring a carbon, you're not bringing a carbon for the sin. Even though it's called a carbon chatas, it's not a carbon for the sin. Because if you did, you became Tamei by mistake, or by accident, force, you also bring the same chatas. It's a raya that the chatas has nothing to do with the sin. It says the pasuk ma'asher chotah ala nefesh. It says clearly the pasuk bring a carbon ma'asher chotah ala nefesh. The taste is an interesting thing. Chotah here does not mean sin. Chotah means it's lacking. It's a felt. That's what it means. It means a pasuk where it shows that. So therefore, he says that it means is that you're missing out because you became tummy, which is very interesting. It says you might invite what do you have to go and bring matumis and say since cholok over kosev and they bring a carbon obligated therefore by Yom Kippur the seer nasa for him is coming to atone that l'chayda he says a very possible where it says mechipar ala kodesh matumis matumis l'chaydish that's what comes to give him tone for. And we said umipishayim l'chol chatoisam from a sin that you cannot bring a carbon right now. So l'chayda, what do you call it? L'chayda, isn't he right? Shimon b'gamim b'mukra, yoyim v'chim l'gamim t'vnei. Tumas l'chayda, shapik gamim Rabbi Shimon l'chayda. But what do you have to go krichen and make tumas with tumas? Learn from Rabbi Shimon's place. Rabbi Yehuda amalach ahume boile keheichid ovid lifnai lifnim. Just like before, that you had to spray the sprinkle the blood all the way inside, the way you sprinkle the blood the 8 times, and you do it with the blood of the bull and you do it with the blood of the goat. And this, so therefore you know why you need the chippur ala kodesh the same way that you sprinkle the blood inside one on top and seven on the bottom. Hochi navid behechul, you got to do the same thing in the hechul. That's what you need the pasuk for the chippur ala kodesh metumas. I tell you that just like over there you did it in 1 and 7, outside also you got to do 1 and 7. So that's what you need it for. Nothing to do with teaching you about that the seir nasa b'fanim comes from a chappir on tumas kodesh and tumas migdash. Anyway, Rabbi Shimon also needs a little chedi for that drasha. Ahu, he learns it out from the pasuk. It says v'chein yasa. It says v'chein yasa lo oil moyed. So it's v'chein, and also this is enough to tell you that whatever you do in the inside, you do in the outside. So what do I need? What do I do with the pasuk v'chiper ala kodesh to make soul itself inside to tell you regarding what this, the kapara on the inside is for? But Rabbi Yehuda, why doesn't he learn v'chein? Because imahi from that, I would have thought nei se par v'sor achirini v'navid. I would have thought It says v'chein yasem, that you take another animal, do exactly replicate what you did on the inside. So therefore, kamashalon, no, you take the same blood that you did on the inside from the same animals, and you sprinkle the same blood on the outside as well. That's why I need the pasuk of v'chein yasem. I need both. I need to tell you. I need v'chein yasem to tell you that you should use the same animal. And Rab Shimon, he uses the first part of the pasuk to teach you that it's talking about the kapara kodesh, and v'chein yasem means you got to replicate it outside. But how do you use the same animal? Because that's the pasuk v'chein yasem lo oil moyed. It says minay mashma. It says the same thing you should do to the oil moyed. It sounds like from the same animal that you use for inside, indoors, you should also use it for outdoors. So now the chiper ala kodesh is extra. It's to tell you that it's a kapara for the seir hanasa b'fnim. You said before, Yochel, I would have thought, according to Rav Shimon and Yus, okay, I would have thought that since this is coming to Mechaper on Tumah of Kodesh, or any kind of Tumah, whether you knew and you forgot, and you knew, whether you knew and you forgot, and you never knew, and you didn't know again, or whether you did not know, and you didn't know. In all three cases, maybe it's Mechaper. We're comparing a chatas to a pesha, just like a pesha has no carbon, a chatas has no carbon. A yediyah and a helim and a yediyah, if you knew you forgot, you knew you do bring a carbon. So obviously the seer has nothing to do with that. My niu, what case would it be? Now you have two choices left. Either you never knew and then you knew. Or you knew and you forgot and you didn't remember yet. So which one of these two? Both of them you don't bring a carbon right now. So which one is it? Mainiu will say it's talking about So first yeshba yidiyah b'chir b'yidiyah b'sayv can't be high by carbon. Okay, that's talking about there's a carbon. So it can't be talking about that. You're coming to exclude. What are you telling me? You're coming to exclude. But if you knew and you forgot, you knew this seir hazafnim is not for that. I need a pasuk to tell me that. You have to bring a carbon. So of course, the Torah says if you knew and you forgot, you knew you have to bring a carbon. So why do you think that this seir hazafnim will be mechapi? You have to bring your own carbon. Yesh b'di chiru yisoyv. High by carbon, you have to bring your own carbon. Why would you even think that the seir hazafnim is coming to atone that you need to be shaylit, negate it? Says the Gemara. Like the chiddush is this yad leisam uchleshkeiz chama erev yom kippur 5 minutes before shkeiz chama. Suddenly you found out that when you walked in the base of midrash yesterday, you were tummy. Now you don't have any time to bring a carbon, so maybe now the seir hanasa b'fnim will be mechapi because you never had a time to bring a carbon. Salgam yaver thought ademaisi until you bring a carbon nitla till you get around to bring a carbon. Maybe you come sukkahs, so until you get around to bring a carbon, at least this should suspend it. Normally it doesn't suspend if you bring a carbon, but over here you couldn't bring a carbon before you kip it. You had no choice. You couldn't bring a carbon before you bring the seir, so maybe now the seir kicks in. If you did a day before, you could have brought a carbon. Once you have a chiv of a carbon, the seir can't do anything. But over here you had no chance to bring a carbon. Maybe nitlay from, you know, but you won't get any punishments or anything else. Kamashalon, that it has nothing to do. The seir hanasav efnim will not atone an aveda that is shaykh to a carbon. And a yediyah, the helim yediyah, yachayv a carbon. No, you couldn't bring it because it's a minute before Yom Kippur. So therefore, the seir hanasav efnim will not take care of that. You should bring a carbon on Sukkot, bring the first possibility. But you have nothing to protect you till then. Let's analyze this. He said, Menayin liyesh ba yediyah betchila, there's a yediyah in the beginning. The ain by yediyah v'sayv, and there's no yediyah to earn. She is that toilet. You said, how do you know there was a yediyah in the beginning? You knew you were tummy, then you forgot. So then you can't bring a carbon now. How do you know that this seir is what protects you? Michael Kashley, l'chayde. What do you mean? What's bothering him? You just said that it's anything where there's no carbon. So it's toilet. Nusa right here. There has no. It's right. There's no carbon. So it's toilet. What do you mean nine? How do you know? Hachik Kashley. The Gemara's question was, now that you're telling me that Chatoyim has to be similar to Pshoyim, and when you do it deliberately, there's no carbon whatsoever, so I would have thought when you did it by mistake, it's also talking about a case where there's no Shaychus to a carbon. If you knew and you forgot, okay, so right now you don't bring a carbon, but if in a year from now you remember, what happens then? You bring a carbon. So it's not the same thing as a Pesha. Pesha, you'll never bring a carbon. If you do something amazing, there's never an opportunity for a carbon. Here in this case, if you knew and you forgot, and right now you don't know, so therefore it's not shayach carbon. But tomorrow it will be shayach carbon. So maybe the seir nasa b'fnim has nothing to do with that either. Maybe the Tzinn Asma Fanim is only in a case where you never knew and then you remembered. In this case, you can never bring a carbon, and that's where the Tzinn Asma Fanim comes to atone. Hashta the Amrit. Now that you tell me Chatoyim do me the Pshoim, that the Chatoyim have to be similar to Pshoim. And Mash Pshoim the Lab, and a carbon Pshoim means you'll never bring a carbon. So maybe what kind of Chatoyim will the Seir Nasa Bifnim take care of? Only those kind of that your forgetfulness that you'll never bring a carbon, which is what? Av Chatoyim Nami the Lab and a carbon, that you'll never bring a carbon. So therefore, I would have thought that if you knew in the beginning and then you forgot, since it could bring you to a carbon, should not be included in the Sein Asa B'Fanim. Ema, I would have said, Ma Pshoyim, just like Pshoyim, the Lav Nei Carbon La'olam, will never bring a carbon. Maybe Av Chatoyim, the Lav Nei Carbon La'olam, will never be Shayach. Umay Niyu, what kind of Tumah is that? Ein Bo Yediyah B'Chilv, you serve. The only kind of Tumah that Sein Asa B'Fanim should atone for is that you did never knew and then you found out. And yet you told us before, Faket, if you never knew, you found out, you told us that's the Seir Nasa B'chut, so that's the Seir of Regolim, of Yom Tovim. And if you knew in the beginning and then you forgot, that's the Seir Nasa B'fanim. B'chay, that's Shaykh to Karbon. So you're asking me, nine, how do you know that's included? It's not exactly like Shoyim. Avol yesh bo yediyah b'tchila ve'ein b'diyah b'soyim, kivon d'chim is yadilei bar Karbon, since one day you're being Karbon, ein meloy litli, maybe the Seir Nasa does not do anything for you. It does not do anything at all for you. That's what we'd have thought. If you can tell me, ain bo yediyah b'chil, you can tell me, but you know, can't, you can answer me back that the Seir Nasa B'Fanim is meant for a guy who knew and forgot, because a guy who never knew and then remembered, there's another carbon for that. We don't need the Seir Nasa B'Fanim for that. You can tell me, no, ain bo yediyah b'chil, if he did not know in the beginning. But the yesh bo yediyah b'soyif, he knew later on, is the Seir Hanasa B'chutz, v'yem kippah v'chapah. There's another carbon allocated for that. So I have no breda. What else am I going to do with the Seir Nasa B'Fanim? That's not a svara. So the question is, I mean, I thought maybe neibuch, maybe fakert. Let's turn it around. Let us say that the Seir Nasa B'Fanim is for a case which does never bring you to a carbon, which means what? You never knew, and then you remembered, you found out you were tamei. Over here, you'll never bring a carbon. So the Seir Nasa B'Fanim is to take care of that. What about a case where you knew and you forgot right now, but it is shayach as a carbon? It's not Seir Nasa B'Fanim. What is that? That's the Seir Nasa B'Chutz. And Yom Kippur is mechaper. Amakro, that's what we thought. That's the most question. Amakro, therefore we have a pasuk. L'chol chatoisim. It says l'chol chatoisim. It says the pishem l'chol chatoisim. Meklal comes to teach you. Meklal the b'nei chatois. Since he called a chatoisim, means it's shayich to a carbon. But right now, on the one hand, we compare it to a mezid when you're not bringing a carbon. On the other hand, it's called a chatoisim, which means that it's shayich to a carbon. Which case of tumah is shaykh to carbon, but currently you don't bring a carbon? Only when you knew and you forgot. If you never knew and you remembered and you found out, you'll never bring a carbon. That's not a chol. Because how? The din of a carbon is only knew, forgot, knew. So if you never knew in the beginning and then you went to base of midrash and you found out afterwards, you'll never bring a carbon. That's not chatosim. That's not a chatos. On the other hand, because it cannot be if you knew and you forgot, you knew, because then it's no longer similar to a pesheya. So the only possible option is you knew and you forgot. So right now there's no carbon, it's like a pesha, but it's shaykh to be called chatas, because one day you can bring a carbon if you remember it. And that's what the Seir Nasa B'Fanim is coming to do. Meklal de b'nei chatois ninu, v'nizchapi kamar gemura. And you get to and then what? And it's a for mechatos. It would have said mechatosam kedikamrit. It would have said mechatosam. I would have said like you said that it could be atones for you. Atones you. Hashda d'chiv lechol chatosam means lahanor the osi lechol chatos. It's coming to a chatos, but in itself right now you don't bring, but it will be tomorrow. That is you knew you forgot. Let's just do Rashi's here. Top of the page. My kashale, what was bothering you more about? How do you know? Doma minayin shazem mechaper. Hoyalef lo. We learn now the al she'ein abas carbon mechaper. Just said we compare it to pesha. If you don't have a carbon, it's for tones. Vazu ain't abas carbon. If you knew and you forgot and you don't know, but you know right now that there's no carbon there. Va'asilei mechatoyim doing the pshayim. We compare chatoyim to pshayim. Nay, we would have thought, faket, neper, meper, I would have thought that since it could bring to a carbon, it's not similar to a pesha. What should we use the Seir Nasa B'Fanim only for a carbon that will never bring to a carbon, and only in a case of tumah, that you'll never bring to a carbon, which is you never knew and then you found out. Maybe the Seir Nasa B'Fanim should atone you for if you never knew. Why do you never come to a carbon? And what about the outdoor animal? That will be toile. Al sheyesh bo yediyah bechila. That will be toile. Somebody who knew. Let's say that the carbon inside completely atones, not just toile, and the carbon outside is toile for a guy who knew, and right now he doesn't know. And when he finds out, he'll bring a carbon in. That's when he lechol chatoisim. What do you mean lechol? It doesn't say mepishem umichatosim. Doesn't say that it takes care of the pesha and the chatas. Loim to say achshav hu bepesha, that right now is a bepesha she'ein about carbon. V'yitl olav ad sheyov lekol chatas. So what are we saying here? Because it doesn't say mechatosim, it's coming to tell you lechol chatosim that even though that right now there's no carbon chatas, tomorrow there will be. It's suspended. It's toilo. Now the Gemara wants to know, what exactly does the carbon do? Since you chayiv a carbon anyway, as soon as you find out, so what's in the interim? From Yom Kippur to the time you find out, it's toilo. What does toilo mean? What exactly does it do? Back to the Gemara, now that it says, l'chol chatos, which means that it's not mechaper. No, it's in a case where you never knew, and then you found out over there, Yom Kippur is totally mechaper, because you have no choice. You cannot bring a carbon. So what does it do? It atones you. In a case where you knew and you forgot, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper you, because when the moment you find out, you're going to have to bring a carbon. So what does it do? It's toilet. It suspends. Suspends what? What exactly is it doing? Why is it being suspending? Let me tell you. It's coming to tell you, if you die, in other words, if a normal person dies, if he doesn't do tshuva, he has a sin. He won't have, the sin will be expunged because he went through Yom Kippur. If he did not die, as soon as you find out, you're going to bring him chattis. But if he did die, he didn't know until after you died. So then the Yom Kippur will expunge that. If he died, the mis itself atones. What does that mean? Says Rashi. If he found out, if he died before he knew, that's Yom Kippur mechapes. Rava, you don't need it. The death itself mechapes. Says Rava, misa mamrekes. The hachem in beribasa the yume she misa mamrekes kol avoynes she osa tshuva aleihem that you did tshuva. The ein hak tshuva megamer kabrosin like you been going kabrosin kiyun aveda chamurut. The very strict avedas. You did tshuva. When is a kapara when you die? But the chur over here didn't do tshuva. He didn't know about it. What if, I don't know what it means about Misum Amrekis in this case here. If he did not know that he ever was a Tomei when he walked in the Beis Hamikdash. And what? So the Gemara is saying that Yom Kippur will be Mechaper in case you didn't know about it till after you died. So the Rabbi says, but the Misa atones. Because we know that if you did Tshuva, then Misa atones. But you didn't do Tshuva, unless... Because you did tshuva on other things, we'll assume had you known you would have done tshuva on this as well. So therefore, the mitzvah should take care of those as well. Is that what I was trying to say? That's what I'm trying to say. Ella Rabba. Or even strict sins, he says here. That's what I was saying, yes. Unless maybe means that if you're doing tshuva on the sins you know about, then we can assume that had you known about this, you would have done tshuva as well, so it's as if you did tshuva. Maybe that's pshat. Does he say anything there? Setting him up? Yeah.
Yeah,
but he didn't do tshuva here. There he did tshuva.
So why? Because they were amazing.
Yeah, because he knew about it. So I'm saying, is the word because we know that he did tshuva? Is the word that is Rabbi saying regardless whether you did tshuva, you didn't do tshuva, automatically goes away? Is that what he's saying, or he's saying yeah, because you did tshuva for the mezidim, tells us had you known about this, you'd done tshuva as well. So we're going to count it as tshuva. Which pshat is it? Yeah, but he didn't. But he didn't do tshuva, and it's a natural death. We're not talking about a death, a premature death. We're talking about a natural death. What's the kapara here? Every person dies. So what's the kapara? The kapara Rashi says here is because he did tshuva on the mezid. If you do tshuva on strict avedas, Rashi says here, that the tshuva does not complete the atonement and not the Yom Kippur. It's only when he dies. So what's it do with us? Unless the fact that the tshuva there... That's right, I'm trying. Anyway, let's continue.
Because he uses the word they said, the rabbit is serious and of the other. The question is, how serious is this thing?
Yeah, but he didn't do tshuva. So, what is the kapara here? What's the Chakabala?
So what's the
Gemara has a question. Why do you need Yom Kippur Torah? I don't need Yom Kippur, because when he dies, it'll be tshuva. He gets atoned. We don't have Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara's question. We don't need Yom Kippur. Now, why not? Where is his tshuva? The dying itself is nothing. It's the fact that he did tshuva by the dying. Thinking about it and feeling remorse. That's right. And here he didn't know. And there he didn't know. He'll never do it again. Yes. Yeah, but when a person dies, the tshuva part is not about that doing it again. The tshuva is about the past. Okay. Anyway, l'chei, that's pshat. Anyway, let's go back to it. It protects you from any punishment because you did an avera. There won't be any. Even the shegig, in other words, Gemara is saying here that even if you do avera b'shegig, the fact is, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, the shegig is worse than mezid, because it means that subconsciously you're corrupt, and that you need a much bigger kind of a tshuva, and that you should. There's a pun, as Gemara says clearly here, there's yisurin coming for it, even though it's not your fault, you'll be punished, and Yom Kippur is going to protect you from those yisurin. Yeah, it's hard to understand why you have yisurin if you have a shogig. You didn't know. Because not knowing is not an excuse. The only one that not knowing is an excuse we had in Gemara a few days ago is a Tinnik Shanishba. He couldn't have known because he grew up, was kidnapped by in a non-Jewish area. But otherwise, ignorance is not an excuse. Like in the Goyish, you'll have the Goyish accord. You're walking, you didn't know. That's not an excuse. Maybe it's a mitigating factor, but it's not an excuse. That's right. And Abe's just telling you right now, he's punishing you. Sorry? And by the Abish, strike three is like strike one. We had by the Abish, we had the Gemara Brachas. But other people, you know, after two or three times, they're exasperated enough. The Abish is mechaper the whole time. But no matter how many times, he'll give you, he'll still, every year, you'll keep it, we'll go through the same thing again, he'll forgive us every year. The last 49 years, you told me the same thing. You promise you'll be a good boy. The Abish will still listen to you. That's it, no excuse. You better learn. That's it, no excuse. Okay, but it depends what you forgot. Oh, let's continue. Aimba, then the Mishnah says, Aimba yidi bit chila bibi bibi soif. You didn't know at all. That's a seed and asa chutz. You keep it chaper, chaper. Mechdi, let us see. Iskishi, iskish lahadodi. Since they're compared to each other, the carbon and the fnim. And the carbon b'chutz, when the chaper primi adi day v'adi chitz. So let the inner one from the chaper on whatever it is doing here, on a guy who had idi bit chila and asa chutz. And v'adi chitz, and also for a... and also for the somebody had no yidi b'chila. Why can't it do both atonements? Aye, what do you need it for? Why do you need the seer nasa b'fnim to atone you for someone who had no yidi in the beginning? When in a few hours in the seer nasa b'chutz, you're going to atone for that. The nafkimina lehechid la'avat chitzen. What happened? They ran out of korbanos. They ran out of animals, and they couldn't bring the chitzen. At least let the pnim do that as well as a precaution. Even those before amakra, it says in pasuk. It says in Pasik, Achaz Bashon, it says only one. So we learn out, Kapara Achaz Mechaper Chapeshe Kaparas. Each carbon does one thing, and not, talk about the Mzecha Prima, it says Achaz Bashon, once a year, Medam Chatzah Kapurim. So because it says in Pasik, Achaz Bashon, we say it can only do one atonement. And that is for a person who had a idea first. What do you mean? When we say kapod here, we mean it does something. So it depends. For yidia in the beginning, it cannot be mechaper, because as soon as you remember, you have to bring a carbon. So how can it be mechaper? So it's toiler. For a person who had no yidia in the beginning, so you have no alternative, there's no possibility of carbon, then there it's mechaper. Then mechaper shtei kapodis. It's not mechaper shtei kapodis. Mechaper chitzen adidei. So the chayde v'amayda opinim. So why doesn't the chitzen do both? Now, what do you need the chitzen about? If you brought a seer nasa b'fnim and it took care already, a guy had yidia b'chila, why would you need the chitzen a couple of hours later to also be mechaper on the guy who had no yidia b'chila? Nafkmino tu medida bezelaza. What happens if you were tummy between the two? Okay, not that you ate carbon a lot, but you walked the base of English without realizing, you forgot. So in those 2 hours, you incurred a new issur. You have to wait till next year, Yom Kippur, or till you finally bring carbon, or let this second nasa b'chutz do that as well. On Makro, there's a second time in the very same pasuk. It says Achaz Bashana. It says twice in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk V'chiper Al Nakanos of Achaz Bashana V'dam Chatzos Hakipurim achas b'shani yichaprolo. It says twice: one for the carbon inside, one for the carbon outside. Each one is achas. Each one only handles one kind of a tumah. Kapara zu later. Hey, this kapara shouldn't be ella achas b'shani, only once. Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that says later on the ain by yidi b'tchila, the yesh by yidi b'seif, bar carbon whom. Rabbi Shmuel, who says later, he holds that he argues with everything we learned till now. We learned till now that the only time you bring a carbon oil of the oil is if you knew, you forgot, and you knew. But if you did not know and then you found out afterwards, you don't bring a carbon. Rabbi Shmuel, however, disagrees. We learned because Nelam and Nelam says twice, and then who the other. He disagrees. He holds that if you even if you didn't know, and you walk in the base of Migdash or ate a carbon, and then you found out later, you can also bring a carbon. Rabbi Shmuel, Domin, Ein Ba'idi B'Tchila. Yes, but you did bar carbon. Who so the ira nasa bechutz amay mechaper. So what's the big mechaper? We know that this is bechutz mechaper. You cannot be mechaper if you had no yidi in the beginning. You found it later because according to him, you got to bring a carbon. And where you can bring a carbon, Yom Kippur can never be mechaper. Yom Kippur all it can do is be toilet. You know, I'll take care of you until you remember to bring a carbon. So according to Bishmol, what is this ira nasa bechutz doing to mechaper? Al she ain by yidi aloy bechil v'sayif. You're right. If you had a yidi in the beginning. Or if you had no yid in the beginning, but you'll have yid at the end, you will be bring a carbon. So according to Shmuel, that's not Yom Kippur, not mechaper. That it's only toila. What's it being mechaper? We know the seer and chuz is mechaper. Become mechaper in a case where you had no yid at all, never knew. Yeah, you didn't know before, you didn't know afterwards. So there's no carbon at all. But we learned that's what the seerim of Yom Tov is. We learned that the Seir of Yom Kippur do those two things, and the Seir of Yom Tov, or the Chodesh, comes to, in a case we had no Yidin in the beginning and the end, so how you'll never do Tshuva. So that's what the Seir is. According to Bishmal, we already do on Yom Kippur. And we had one opinion that Meir, if you remember, he said that all the Seir do the exact same thing. So we'll see what Rabbi Shmuel says. Hi, Seir of the Golem, Seir of the Chodesh, Mechaprin, and Seir of the Gemara, so we'll look at Meir. Remember, Meir said that all the Seir, whether it's Yom Tov, whether it's Chodesh, whether it's Yom Kippur, they all do the same thing. Somebody has no yidiyah b'tchila and no yidiyah b'seif, and that's Rabbi Shmuel as well. Savla k'rameh, the Amr says, "Kol asidim kaparos and shuvah." They're all the same. Al tumas migdash v'kedoshav, and therefore, and what is it? If you had no yidiyah in the beginning and no yidiyah in the end, that's what it's coming to be mechaper. Ela lemay iske hilchas iskes chitzel lepinimi. So what is it then that you makish? So what do you makish the outside to the inside? What is it the same? They're different. They're talking about the different things. They have nothing in common. Ma primi, because you're telling me that the outside one is a person who never had any idea, and the inside one is a person who had idea. So what are we comparing it to? The way we had before Rabbi Shmuel, they both had an idea. The inside one had an idea in the beginning, not the end. The outside one had no idea in the beginning, but had an idea at the end. So they're similar. But according to you, the outside one is he had no idea in the beginning, no idea at the end. What does it have to do with the inside one, which you're talking about that is Taylor, where you had an idea, either beginning or the end? So what are you comparing it to? What because in the Pasuk there, they both mention the same Pasuk. Ma primi eina mechape b'shara vedas. Just like the primi only deals with tumah, mikdash v'kedoshav, and nothing else. Remember, it's the azazel that takes care of all the other avedas. But the seira nasa b'fanim only does tumas and you ate from the carbon or you went to base mikdash. Av chitzen ein mechape b'shara vedas. Chitzen also is only mechape tumah. That's what we learn from the fact that they compared to. But what exactly? What kind of tumah mechape? That's the machlekes. We'll stop here.